A voice never to be repeated. That's Barry White. Can't get enough of your love, babe, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And we are into a highly unusual weather pattern of temperatures way above the seasonal norms for the end of December and the beginning of January. In fact, today, a forecasted high of 12 degrees will smash the previous record of 7.2 degrees set on this day way back in 1965, 57 years ago. So what's going on and how long will these mild temperatures last? For the answers, we turn to our favorite weather expert, Dave Phillips, senior climatologist at Environment Canada. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you, Jane, so much, and Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. What is going on with the weather?
Oh, I tell you, talk about a polar Christmas and a tropical New Year's. I mean, even for Southern Ontario, this is wild. I mean, we often say, you know, if you have weather out your front door is different than your back door, but this is quite spectacular. And what really surprises me, guys, is that it is the duration of it. You know, you get one kind of warm day. It warms up, and then it goes away. But my gosh, this thing looks like it's going to go on for 10 days. I mean, it's certainly for the first full 10 days of January, it looks like warmer. We began it about 2 or 3 days ago. And, I mean, look at the temperature difference between, you know, Christmas Eve, where we got a low of, I think it was minus 15, and here on New Year's Eve, plus 2. And so, essentially, it's southern air. I mean, there's no question about it when the air is this warm. And it's wet because we've seen these atmospheric rivers hit the west coast of the United States and, well, North America. They've come over and they've kind of gone to the south and hooked up with this warm air and it taken a ride with it. And so what we're going to see is really almost a false spring-like weather, milder temperatures, as you say, record high today. I mean, that's like a double-digit temperatures. I mean, double-digit negative values would be more the opting, but in fact, double-digit positive temperatures is quite something. And it's, as I say, guys, it's the duration of this that goes on. It's really all of Canada, not as warm as we're going to see, and certainly in Atlantic Canada, very warm. And what worries you, though, is the fact we had that snow and now the rain. The ground is still frozen in places, saturated, so there could be some standing water, some flooding going on.
Well, and I know Environment Canada has warned of flooding, and, you know, that becomes very real when you have such large amounts of dumps of snow, certainly in parts of Ontario, not necessarily in Toronto. But with these warmer temperatures and that risk of flooding, I mean, how should people prepare?
Well, you know, it's a good question because, and it's not, you're right, it's not everywhere. I mean, I think certainly the look and the feel of winter has disappeared. We're going to have to start all over again. And I feel bad for ski resorts and people who could hardly wait to get out there and my gosh, snowmobile and even going for a walk in a snowy night. But I think the flooding is an issue. We do have flood warning, flood advisories out for certain areas. And again, it's where we had, particularly along the north shore of Lake Erie and into, say, Fort Erie Welland, is that they had about, not too long ago, about 30 plus centimeters snow sitting on the ground. And now they're going to get 30 millimeters of rain. And the ground is not frozen right through, but it's soft in the surface, but it's frozen underneath, and so that water can't percolate down, and it will just sit there, and you'll have, ditches were filled with water, and so that's always a concern. But, this isn't the coming of spring, guys. I mean, no, this is just a little teaser. It's a break. I always think it makes winter go faster when you have these kind of warm interludes. It's a very pronounced January thaw we're getting. Sometimes, I remember only once in one January in Toronto, we didn't get a January thaw. That was probably about 15 years ago. But so it's almost this like it's done deal, you're going to get one. But boy, this is pronounced. I can't remember one being so long as this one. And guys, you know, even when it ends, when we go back to something that's seasonable, the temperatures still stay above normal. Our models are showing that January is going to be a month like we've had for the last 8 months. We've had 8 months in a row with warmer than normal temperatures, and
wow.
January is certainly starting out that way and likely to continue right to the end.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Dave. We're 9 days into the beginning of winter, so surely we're going to have winter weather arriving again at some point before the end of March.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, the dead of what I call the dead of winter, the halfway point, is still not till about the 24th of January. Now, that's the time I celebrate. I'm not a big fan of winter, but I always celebrate when we have more winter behind us than ahead of us. And when we come to January 24th, we'll say, well, where is winter? It's gone missing. I mean, we've had no really kind of winter. We had some in December, and we've had a normal amount of snowfall. But you're right. It'll come back. We'll be cursing it and wishing we were somewhere else. But my sense is already we know that it looks like winter is going to be shorter this year because the front end is really missing.
Dave Phillips, senior climatologist at Environment Canada. Thanks as always for your time.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, let's check your drive. Here's Antonia.